This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In my sad little life, I don't get to see many crisp $100 bills, but if you are the sort of high roller used to peeling off Benjamins, please note, the new ones are being fed into the economy starting today, and don't freak out, but they look a little weird. Marketplace's Adrian Hill joins me. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning, David.
So first off, how does it look different? I still got my double BF, my best friend, Ben Franklin.
You do. You can still call them your Benjamins, David. You're safe there. They're basically more colorful. They're more security features. The idea here is that it's going to be harder to counterfeit these guys.
But how do you make sure that cashiers don't dial Secret Service when you bring these things in thinking you knocked them up on Photoshop?
Yeah, and that's the real trick here. We're all used to the old bills. We know how they sort of feel in our hands, what they look like. And so you've got to make sure that cashiers and casino workers, people who work at banks, really anyone who comes in contact with these knows what to look for. You don't want them calling Secret Service or grabbing the cash and saying this is counterfeit. To help stop that, the Federal Reserve is actually spending $9.5 million on education this year. We've got flyers, videos, websites. They even hired a PR agency for the $100 bill, David.
Benjamin Franklin has his own PR guy. That's fascinating. Social media as well, right?
Social media as well.
And if someone misses the memo that the $100 bills are going to look different?
Yeah, apparently that happens every time these new bills come out. So if somebody calls law enforcement or the feds, they're going to be ready to talk everyone down. It's going to be okay.
It's a big deal, though. $100 bills are the bill of choice to circulate.
They are. It turns out that of the $1 plus trillion in circulation, about 80% of that is in hundreds, which was shocking to me since I don't have stacks of hundreds in my wallet.
So the government's got to reach out to retailers, to bankers. But who else?
Well, pretty much everyone in the world. Somewhere between a third and two-thirds of U.S. currency is not in the U.S. So embassies run training programs. They do their own outreach. So the guy in Jakarta knows the new 100 is a real 100.
All right. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.